Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate, along with Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans, the book guy, the library guy, Pat Kenny. If you go over to facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. What up, PK?
Just the vibes, man. Just the smart guy vibes. That's just how I roll here on Saturday mornings.
You need some spectacles to go with those books behind you.
It's very funny. I actually just took my glasses off and put contacts in less than 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
So I would have totally rocked them. But the thing is, like, my glasses are like the clear hip guy frames. Not sure they give off the smart guy vibe.
No.
More of the I'm working on my screenplay at Starbucks vibe.
Nah. But while we're at it.
You need those black frames to give off the really smart guy vibes.
While we're at it, since I'm calling you Kenny now, is it normally that you're wearing a hat or do you have a haircut? Because your hair looks good.
Wow, it's both good.
But I appreciate the love. I do. So it's funny. I had a Zoom meeting with a client yesterday and I was the first one on and I realized that, boy, lots of gray fleckage going on when it's only your noggin on the Zoom. Let me tell you, you have a chance to check things out, and it made my heart sad. But you know what? We're here, and I'm happy about being here, which is the part that matters.
And we've got Jill here with us. She's running the Facebook Live. So go over to facebook.com/ One Ant Company Real Estate. You can see the BTS of this show. We stream there live every single week. You should definitely go ahead, like, and follow One Ant Company on Facebook. We're actually giving away some stuff over there. So if you've worked with us, go leave us a review. And you'll be eligible for the giveaway here at the end of the month. All right, PK, you sent me CNBC. Existing home sales in 2020 hit highest point since 2006, but listings are at a record low.
Yeah, because I just feel like that kind of punctuates. You know, listen, I'm the average user, right? Like I am your average client, so to speak, because I don't work in this world. And I feel like that's going to get people's attention. They're going to see those headlines. And I wanted to get your sense. You know, we've talked about how local real estate really is. So, you know, I think, you know, an organization like CNBC, this huge footprint, all this attention. And I think this is an interesting headline. I thought we kind of, especially with like the United Van Line study that we're talking about and the migration in and out and those kind of things. I thought it was kind of a cool tie-in on what's Connecticut really doing. You know, we talk about stats. I know the CTMLS has some amazing statistics that we've talked about quite a bit. I wanted to kind of get your vibe on how this relates locally to what Connecticut marketplace and especially, you know, what you and your team is seeing in, you know, the shoreline and those kind of things. So that was the thought.
You referenced the migration study. We're going to be giving away some of Martin's money around that, of course, later in the show. People still haven't guessed where Connecticut is on that list. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Giveaway. We've got a whole bunch of gift cards. Jill, what do we got? We got gift cards to wear. We're continuing to support our local restaurants, even if our local leaders will not. Jill, what do we got?
We got gift cards. We have a lot of sneakers. We got some Brewitt City up in Jewett City.
Woohoo, the brew.
More Oleo. We got, I think there's still one for the pub, the brewery, and microbrewery. What?
In Orange. I don't know, Jill. Jeez, come on.
No, the other one we talked about.
Polyoak or
these guys.
I know it. We'll look it up. Anyways, we got a whole bunch of gift cards. We're supporting our local restaurants. That's courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Jill's having a meltdown on Facebook right now. Go over to facebook.com/ One and Company Real Estate.
You can see the panic. You got to see this stuff.
You got to see this stuff. This is why, Jill, go back to mute here. We'll run the show from here. All right. So, Pat, to your point, how many homes are for sale in Connecticut? So I'll actually screen share this. So those folks that are on, for those that are on one on our One and Company Facebook can see this. Right now in the MLS, the entire MLS, we've got... I'm not going to screen share it. This thing's giving me a heart attack over here, like Jill. Anyways, December 2020, the entire MLS. What do you want? All property types, Pat? You want single family homes?
Let's go single family for that, because I think that's what we spent most of our time this year talking about, especially.
Yeah.
I think 2021, you said, was going to be kind of the transition year, probably away from single, but I'm curious to see where single family lands.
December is usually a down month.
Mm.
Right now in... And this is the entire state of Connecticut. December 2020 had just over 7,800 single family homes for sale on the market in the MLS. What do you think last December was at? And December's usually a down month.
Six.
You think last December was lower? You think we have more homes right now?
I'm sorry, 19, you're asking.
Yeah, so December 19. So this year, 2020, we're at over 7,800. We're referencing, obviously, you know, what's happening here locally. According to the CNBC article, existing home sales in 2020 hit the highest point since 2016. But the listings, so the sales are at a high, but listings are at a record low. Is that the case here in Connecticut? So December
of 19,
7,800 of this year, this past December, a month ago.
2020. Okay, so 19, you're asking. So let's say, I'll say 9,000. I feel like that we had a surplus.
December 2019, we had over 12,500.
That's a slightly larger number than 7,800.
It's a much larger number. We're down 37.6% on homes for sale, on inventory, single family homes in the state of Connecticut right now.
That's incredible. I mean, looking at the National Association of Realtors, I guess for the article that we're quoting on CNBC, said that sales were 22% higher from December 2020 than December 19. And you're saying that we have 5,000 less properties just in the state of Connecticut that are listed.
Just a year and a half ago, June 2019, we had almost 20,000 single family homes on the market. And again, right now we're sitting at 7,800 single family homes.
Holy cow.
So that supply and demand thing is a real deal right now. May 2019, 19,000. So yeah, not too long ago, we were, even as recent as September 2019, we had 18,000 homes on the market, September of 2019.
That is absolutely incredible.
Our peak in 2020 was in June. We had almost 14,000, just under 14,000 in June of 2020. And we've been on a decline ever since then, down to 7,800, which is typical for seasonal. But again, last December, we're at 12,500. December 2018, we're almost at 14,000, which was basically our peak in June of this year.
Holy cow. So now, do you think that's because of how quickly homes are selling? Or do you think it's just people are not listing? They just don't want to sell their home right now.
It's both. You definitely have people that are like, you know what? I'm good, because prices have rose. They don't want to go out and buy a home, or they're just with the pandemic, it's just not wanting to move, right?
Yeah.
So you have some of that. You also just have some serious demand every time a home is listed. We had more sales in 2020 for single family homes than any year in the history of Connecticut. And if we get some inventory, 2021, with the demand we have, we'll break that as well.
It's unbelievable. Definitely have to talk about that a little more after the break, I think.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we're going to get into some more of those stats. We're definitely giving away Martin's money. We've got a whole bunch of gift cards to local restaurants. When we come back, Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools.
There'll be no screen sharing for me on the Zoom today. Sorry, everybody on Facebook, facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. I would have to actually literally quit our Zoom to be able to fix that functionality, but that's okay. I'm gonna go ahead and read all of these numbers. Everybody on 94.9 doesn't care either way, because they're not on the Zoom. All right. In December, just this last month, single family homes, Connecticut MLS, we had over 7,800 homes for sale. That's down over 37% from last December. Just a year and a half ago, June 2019, we had over 19,000 homes for sale. We are at record lows for inventory. If I go back, Pat, all the way to those years that everybody keep... I saw a comment on Facebook with one of our agents. Somebody commented on, he was showcasing some stats in the market that's happening right now. And somebody commented, you know how people just, they're just sitting in their parents' basement waiting for the world to come to an end.
Yeah, you know, these kind of people. Somebody's just ready to, like, whatever content you share, they're ready to troll.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, all right.
And this guy's like, just wait in a year when all these people buying homes right now, they're going to be underwater back like in, 2006, 2007, some really highly intelligent person in their mother's basement. Anyways, what's happening right now has literally no correlation to 2006, 2007. No. Over 40% of homeowners in America own their home outright. Do you believe these 40% of people that do not have a mortgage are going to just go fire selling their house if things go down a little bit? No, absolutely not. We're not living through a mortgage crisis. In fact, right now, it's very difficult to get a mortgage. So while there's high demand and while there's low inventory, that's what's pushing up the prices, by the way, all this low inventory. Yeah. You can't get a house. So you're competing, especially if you're in a median price point, you're competing with multiple people on these bids. That's what's pushing up the price, not the fact that there's literally a mortgage crisis going on behind the scenes. That's not what's happening.
Why is it difficult to get a mortgage right now?
Well, because they've learned from 06 and 2004, 2005, 2006. They learned from what the mortgage companies did, and it was highly illegal what they did.
When your industry is single-handedly responsible for the economic downfall of the country in the course of 2 years, suddenly regulators become very interested. Yeah. and pay a lot more attention than they certainly ever did. And I think to your point, with low inventory, unbelievably high demand, mortgage underwriters can be much more particular than they could before. You don't have to give mortgages away to try to close this transaction. You have more people knocking on the front door than you could possibly ever underwrite in the course of a week or a month or a year that are trying to buy these homes, especially because of how cheap money is. We've talked about that before. I mean, the Fed has continued to keep interest rates at unbelievably historically low levels. Money is, I've had clients refinance for 10 and 15 year mortgages, which is the same period they had left on 30s, under 2.75%, like 2.68, like all these ridiculous numbers. I'm like, it's the cash flow they've freed up. And like I said, the demand that they have is just unbelievable. So I'm glad to hear that they're actually taking their time.
Homeowners also were not saving like they are today. Homeowners in 2005 took out, this is total home equity cashed out. So it's a refinance in the billions. 2005, people cashed out on their refinances, $263 billion. 2006, $321 billion. 2007, $240 billion. So the total home equity, which was cashed out on refinances back then, was $824 billion. We know what people were buying, boats and cars and trips and all kinds of crazy stuff. Right now, Pat, 2017, $71 billion was cashed out. 2018, $87 billion. 2019, $89 billion. That's $247 billion in that three-year period, ahead of this, run-up, in comparison to those 3 years at the $824 billion. Also, Pat, 2014 through 2019, these are the annual home appreciation numbers. 4.4%, 5.2%, 5.5%, 6.4%, that was 17, 4.8%, and then 4.7%. Back then, 2000 to 2005, 8.6, 6.5, 8.5, 8.7, 12.5% in 2004, 11.5% in 2005. Okay, totally different time right now. And right now, as we sit here in December of 2020, we can go all the way back to 2003. There hasn't been a single month with lower inventory, lower homes for sale, single family homes in the Connecticut MLS all the way back to 2003. The lowest point since then was December 2003 at 9,200 single family homes for sale. Back during these peak years, Pat, we were sitting in December 2006, for example, we had 14,000 homes available for sale. I'm sorry, that's December 2005. Almost 15,000 homes available. So this is during the mortgage crisis. This is during the time when everybody's homes were appreciating rapidly. We had twice the inventory in Connecticut for single family homes. Go to December 2006. We had almost 20,000 homes for sale. We have 7,800 right now.
Insane.
Prices are going up for one reason, folks. There are no homes for sale, and there are more people that want to buy than homes available. That's why prices are going up. It's not like before where you had 20,000 homes for sale, but absolutely everybody could get a mortgage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's anybody. Yeah. I mean, that artificial bubble obviously created the problems that we all saw happen. I mean, all of us were there. We watched that happen. I don't think this is, yeah, I just sent you a quick note in the chat here from December. It happened to be CNBC again. The thing that I thought was very interesting, because of how low the demand is and those things, we've talked about this in the past, is the increase in homeowners' equity in their existing homes. And as of December, American homeowners, which represent 63% of all properties, back to your point, 40% of people own their own homes outright, 63% of people who have mortgages, saw an increase of $1 trillion across the country in their home equity values. 63% of the country collectively saw an increase of $1 trillion, or an average of $17,000 per homeowner in the value of the equity of their home just in 2020. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. And I did finally get the screen share working. So if you want to go behind the scenes on this show, even if you're listening here on 94.9, you can go over to facebook.com/oneantcompanyrealestate. Make sure you like and follow the page. And you can see this chart that I'm referencing here going all the way back to 2003. This is single family homes, as I'm highlighting here, in the state of Connecticut, 7,800 homes available. That's a 37.6 decrease from last December. And you have to go all the way back to December 2003 to see anything close to this. That's 9,200 homes. And then obviously from 2003, we saw that run up. But even when everything was running up in 05, you had almost 15,000 homes available in December. And in December 2006, you had almost 20,000 homes. And then look at this, Pat. We were bouncing between December every year, having about 19,000 homes for sale, high 18,000s, that type of thing, up to in the summer months, 25,000 from that time period, call it 05, all the way to like 2016. For 10 years, we were living in ridiculously high inventory levels. We started to slowly trend down, I would say on a healthy trend here, in 17 and 18 and 19, and then it just plummets here as we get into the health crisis in the last year.
It's so incredible. I mean, between the demand to relocate and how cheap money is, it's so funny, because this is obviously completely the inverse of the chart that you usually share with us, which is the number of sales, right? So this is it's so funny how completely backwards this is. And you're right. I mean, I can't imagine. We joke about who's it? Our buddy there, the broke agent, all the posts that they always put up with, the text message conversations with the agents. Hey, I'm going to put in my offer, and that's great. I have 107 other offers. Thanks. I can't imagine what it's like right now trying to go find a single family home, especially based on these numbers. Selling almost, I mean, in July of this year, we sold more. I'm sorry, there was more sales, more than half of the sales of the number of available homes right now. Six months ago.
Yeah, that's July, unbelievable. July, we had almost 5,000 homes, single family homes, go pending. And right now in this, you know, in this current time frame, we've got about 8,000 homes available. So it is ridiculous. Actually, Pat, we talked about this, Nicole and I did, on the Real Word podcast this past week. There was an agent from Arizona sent us an email about a program going on out there. This guy, Greg Haig, started this website called 72sold.com. You basically, you can avoid private showings. You do a 1 hour open house. What you basically do is you underprice your home per the current market value conditions in that particular area. And you do a 1 hour open house feeding frenzy. He brought buyers over there. They were VA buyers. So they had a veteran backed, you know, a government backed loan, but a loan that veterans qualify for. You can get 100% financing. Well, they were there in the second half of this 1 hour open house. And there was 23 people there when they were there in the second half. So they don't even know how many are there in the first half hour. And there was like eight groups of people huddled up by their cars, like, you know, couples and an agent or whatever, like eight groups of that happening by their cars, like contemplating their offers, like on the street, getting ready to figure out what they're going to offer on this one single family home. And his buyers were just like, you know what? Like, we're VA, somebody out of this pool here is coming in cash, is coming in probably with no contingencies, with all of this demand. We're not even going to make an offer. And he was basically asking, is this good or bad for the industry? Well, there's no inventory available at all. That's good for one person for sure. Single family homeowners, especially if they are selling. All right, when we come back, we're going to give away a little bit of Martin's money. A whole bunch of gift cards to local restaurants. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, Byron Lazine, One Ant Company at William Ravis Real Estate, Pat Kenny with Barnum Plans. Jill's got the Facebook running over on Facebook Live, facebook.com/One Ant Company Real Estate. We're going to give away some of Martin's money so you can start lining up the calls, 860-464-9490. We've been talking about the low inventory here in Connecticut. Low inventory, which equaled the most single family sales ever in 2020 here in Connecticut. So what did that mean for Connecticut's migration? Was Connecticut on the top five inbound states for 2020, or were we on the top outbound states for 2020? The study is out, the data is in, and we're going to give you a 50-50 chance. The first caller, was Connecticut on the top five for inbound migration in 2020, or were we on the top five for outbound migration? We had the highest amount of sales we've ever seen. What did that mean for our migration patterns? 860-464-9490 is the number. Line up your calls. We're giving away Martin's money, local gift cards. We support the local restaurants here on this show, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Before we get to that, though, Jill, let's jump into the One and Company Rewind of the Week. One and Company at William Ravis Real Estate saw two new listings this week, five under contract and six closings. New listings were at 154 Burr Street in East Haven, $315,000, 99 Pyrus Drive in Oakdale for $375,000, which is already under contract, hot listing over there.
So it's 154 burr.
And so is 154 burr. So, see, this is what we're talking about, Pat. This is what we've been talking about all show here.
You I feel put like a you, listing up. I feel like you set yourself up for this. I feel like you were like, yeah. Oh, look, I'm gonna segue into this, and I have a setup for my own. Like,
if you want to sell your house, you can do it right now. You will have buyers. You will have offers. All right, under contract, 16 Bridgewater Ave in Milford. We put that under contract, Pat. That'll be the highest sale in Milford here out of the gates when that closes.
That's done by Walnut, I think, right? Bridgewater?
That's what they call some luxury real estate right there, 16 yeah. Bridgewater Ave in Milford. Also, we put property under contract in Hamden, North Haven, Groton, and East Lyme. And then we had closings in Killingworth, Clinton, East Haven, Montville, and Southington. We're covering a wide spread in Connecticut. If you have some home selling or buying needs, go over to oneandcompany.com. And we've got a couple open houses this weekend. 12 to 2 tomorrow, 66 High Street Residences with Nicole White in downtown Guilford. That's a Horton Group development. We've got 3 units left in the LEAP building. The Mill building is sold out. The Whitfield building is sold out. But you can get a unit in the LEAP building, which we set New Haven County records in for the highest sale ever for a condo in New Haven County and also the highest price per square foot. We have like the top 5 records in New Haven County all in this development. It's a beautiful award-winning development, 66 High Street, luxury condos, downtown Guilford. Walk to the green, walk to your martini. Nicole White, she'll be there 12 to 2 tomorrow. Also tomorrow.
You should lead with the martini, by the way.
Yeah.
Walk with your martini, then go to the green. Like,
walk
the
with your
fun.
Martini to Nicole White.
You can get yes. a blue cheese stuffed olive.
Did it's I going get well. It? It's going well for you.
Blue cheesy stuffed olive Grey Goose martini from Amarone's. They do a fabulous job.
Right I feel like there. We've had this, you and I have had this more than once, and I keep forgetting to ask this. Gin or vodka martini?
I go vodka.
Hmm.
I'm just not a big gin guy.
That's
first time I drank gin was in Norwich, Connecticut. I was 18. I don't remember the name of the bar that let me in. They took my fake ID, and I woke up with like red dots all over my face. So I stopped drinking gin after that. That was the last time I drank gin.
Were they like Sharpie dots or were they like breakout dots?
Or like you drank way too much gin dots. Tasted like pine needles. Sorry. Gin and tonic was the only thing I knew how to order.
Ooh. I get you in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Also tomorrow, 1 to 3, 607 Fox Hop Yard Road in Fox Hop Yard. Yola's going to be over there in East Haddam. You just drive into Fox Hop Yard, go past the beautiful golf course, which was named number one golf course in Connecticut in 2018, and go over to 607 Fox Hop Yard. That's the model home. We have lots from 110 to 135,000. We also have the model home available, just under 1.1 million, and new custom home packages starting as low as $599 with Ucello Development. Go over and check that out tomorrow from 1 to 3 at Fox Hop Yard. That's your One and Company Rewind and Open House Recap of the Week. Jill's got a throw in here. What do you got, Jill?
There was a new listing that came on, I believe, yesterday, 58. Oh, gosh. Why put myself on a spot like this?
58
Manorwood.
Right?
58 Manorwood Drive in Brantford, and that is I believe a condo, and Victoria has that on.
Yes, that is a very well priced condo in Brantford, which will go quickly. Go over and check that out. You can check out all of our listings at oneandcompany.com, and if you're having thoughts of selling, certainly go there or reach out to me personally, Byron@oneandcompany.com.
All right, Paul.
Yeah, let's talk to Paul. Paul's been waiting. Paul from East Lyme, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. Paul, what are you? Awesome. How long you been in East Lyme?
We moved East Lyme this past summer, so only a few months.
Oh. Where'd you move from?
We lived in Canterbury before that and in Gales Ferry before that.
Okay, gotcha. So you migrated from within Connecticut and stayed in Connecticut. Okay. You're going to get a chance here, 50-50 chance. So Connecticut had the highest amount of sales we've seen in 2020. And we also had, or have right now, the lowest amount of inventory, homes available. So do you think Connecticut was in the top 5 for inbound states And this is a migration pattern or outbound states by percentage of people moving inbound or outbound. We're top five inbound or outbound state in 2020.
I still am leaning towards outbound states.
Is that your final answer?
I can hear you. Yeah, outbound is my.
All right, you got it. You're in on the win there, Paul, from East Lyme. Yeah, Connecticut was number four on top outbound states for 2020 at 63%. This is according to United Van Lines. This is their 44th study, by the way. So they do this annually. It's not like their first time doing this. Yeah. You can go over
with
to
the amount
United
of people that have been buying homes in Connecticut this past year too. It's been
well. And so it doesn't go in very deep per state on the reasons why. And I've been talking to just some local real estate people, including my team at One & Company, and all I can guess here is that a lot of our purchases, and actually I'll bring up an article here that does. There was 30% of our homes over 700,000 were from people from New York. Now, how many of these were actually people buying to fully move here? Not a lot, right? These are second home buyers. So I don't believe United Van Lines, when they do this study, takes that into account for migration, because they're keeping their residency in New York, yet they're buying a second home over here to escape what's going on in, say, New York City. So that
When we were purchasing houses, that's what happened. Many people were coming in and overbidding everything and paying cash so they could scoff up as many single-family homes as possible in the area. We lost a few of them before we got our past one because of that.
Now, every home that you put an offer in, was there multiple offers, Paul?
Yes. Even the one we sold, there was at least five on each one.
Hey, if you love the agent you work with, you want to give your agent a shout out, since this is a agent friendly show.
We work with Jessica Blancato.
Nice.
Out of Old Lyme.
Beautiful. All right, you were right. Connecticut was in the top five for outbound states. And stand in line, Paul. We're gonna get you hooked up with a gift card to one of our local restaurants, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. We're gonna send you to. You ever been to Sneakers in Groton?
Yes, I have.
All right. You're going back to Sneakers. They got amazing food. I just had an Annie's Reuben, which is basically pastrami on rye. It was fabulous. Fabulous, by the way.
Fantastic. I love your guys' show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul. Stay on the line. We'll get you hooked up.
It's nice to hear somebody who didn't escape the state but did move in the middle of the pandemic.
And went to East Lyme. Great, great town. I've lived in East Lyme, owned property in East Lyme myself, and they're doing a great job over there. Paul Formica, obviously, same namesake as Paul from East Lyme, has done a great job for years. And then Mark Nickerson, obviously, doing a great job now. All right, we got Marvin from Norwich. Marvin, what's up, my friend?
The bar was the Lincoln Inn, and I was your bartender, you fool.
You think so, the Lincoln Inn? I don't know. I've got a text here saying it was the old green room.
You were drinking at Norwich. The Lincoln, and you didn't get the two-quarter draft that they had.
It could have been the Lincoln. You know where
what young punks do. They get gin and tonic.
I don't think it was the green room, because I remember the green room. I was a little bit older when the green room opened. But
well, that's going to Village Green.
I do have a text there. I was there too. Green room. Where was this one that you're talking about?
The Lincoln, right down the road from the Village Green. It's right on West Main Street.
Then that's where it was. Because it was definitely in that Greenville area.
And don't worry, you know why? Because everybody needs to get baptized somehow. And here's what I want to talk to all of you about, because a lot of people have not enjoyed your intellect. The right
story
to
of my
own
life.
Property.
The story of my life.
Now, hang on now. The right to own property, real estate, is extremely important to me, because I own property, and it's what America is all about. And I want to hear from you. I would like to hear from Jill, too, about owning property, what it means to you, what people have done to sacrifice so that we could own property, because then you perform better.
Perform better in what way?
You just you're more productive.
Yeah. Well, I got I don't have it up in front of me, but homeowners in America are certainly holding way more wealth. And I should throw this stat to you, Pat, than non-homeowners in America. It's like, it's not even close how much more wealthy homeowners are than non-homeowners. So yeah, if you're going to be, not moving around all the time and in the same area for a long time, owning real estate is going to benefit you long term. And that is proven out over all the millionaires in America, by the way, own some real estate. I'm going to go with that stat, 100% of them. 100%, except for Elon. He just sold everything. All right, Marvin, you want a chance at some of Martin's money?
Well, I don't want to be greedy. I don't need any money. I got plenty of my own.
But you always donate to the gift card project.
I'll answer a question because I like games. So
must have been all those 18-year-olds you were serving back in the day at the Lincoln.
Well, you know what? It was pretty cool. One end of the bar was all cops. The other end was all the 18-year-old kids. And we got along quite well. And the kids knew you don't go home without this cop taking you home. And that doesn't happen anymore. And the lasagna was good there.
I love lasagna. Good lasagna. Nothing wrong with good lasagna.
And I know it's an old story, and I know that a lot of people don't understand it, but you have to understand something. We had a community. We didn't have to have communism. We had a community. We went to church, and which I still do, and we enjoyed each other's company. And that's something that I've been trying to get back to. My mom's 93, and I sit and talk with her a lot because I want her company. And she owns real estate. And because she's an American, because Americans own real estate. And that's what people need to understand. This is the real estate show. This should be the American show. We own real estate. And we do it
hey,
well,
you know the song we play at the end of the show. A little Bruce, baby. You know, a little Born in the USA. This is definitely an all-American show. All right, Marvin, how about this? Since you don't need the money, why don't we donate your gift card to thegiftcardproject.com? Are you good with that?
I'd love that.
I appreciate you, Marvin. Thanks for calling in. And we're coming right back. We'll give away a little bit more of Martin's money. Marvin donated to thegiftcardproject.com. If you want to help out some local restaurants in need, you can definitely go there and check that out yourself. We're coming right back. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, and Stimulating Talk. Real Estate Radio, 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. This is Byron Lazine, One and Company, William Ravis Real Estate. Pat Kenny joins me here from Barnum Plans. We had a caller from East Lyme, Paul from East Lyme. Got the question right. Was Connecticut on the top five inbound or outbound states for 2020? This is according to the United Van Lines National Migration Study, which is their 44th annual. It was shocking that Connecticut was on the top five migration for outbound states, especially with all the sales we've seen. We saw 2020 have a record number of sales, a record number of pending sales, and a record low inventory for single family homes. One would think, why are we on the migration for outbound? Well, a lot of these purchases from New Yorkers were second home purchases. So they didn't actually move their primary to Connecticut. But we've got some more of Martin's money. So total outbound in Connecticut on the moves was 63.5%, and then total inbound was 36.5%. interesting there. And also maybe some people that were waiting to get out, right, saw the opportunity here in 2020 and jumped on it. And then we had first-time home buyers that were, you know, buying those up that have been living in Connecticut. You know, I don't know. The study doesn't go that deep. We do have a little bit of other data. And if anybody can guess out of the category, we're going to give away some more Martin's money on this to a local restaurant. We want to continue to support local, and we hope you will too. But the top five primary reasons for moving were retirement, health, family, lifestyle, and job. Retirement, health, family, lifestyle, and job. So what was the number one reason people left Connecticut? 860-464-9490. Was it retirement? Was it health? Was it family? Was it lifestyle? Or was it job? 860-464-9490. If you can guess the number one reason for people leaving Connecticut, we will give you a gift card to one of our great local restaurants. Probably sneakers. We're going to be on a sneakers run here. We're going to give you a sneakers gift card. Rotten. I was just there the other day. That Annie's Reuben is something to die for. I love it. It's fabulous. Martin, you know what Martin gets there, Pat?
You got to tell me? I'm excited. Yeah. I'm interested to hear.
He gets
what the man himself gets.
The shrimp scampi without the scampi. You ever heard of that? You ever hear somebody do that deal?
I'm not even sure what that is. It sounds like it's just shrimp.
It's just shrimp.
With that seasoning.
Oh, Jill's into that. Look at Jill's into that.
No, I just, because I, you know, anyone who listens to the radio has heard the commercials, you know, Martin McKinney, he's getting skinny and that's how he does it.
He's staying away from that pasta, the pasta. All right. Yeah, existing home sales in 2020 hit the highest point since 2006, but listings are at a record low. It's according to CNBC. That holds true right here in Connecticut. We went over the numbers. I can screen share that again. If you are on facebook.com/oneincompanyrealestate, you should be following us there. You can see this spike here that in July 2020, we had over 4,800 homes pending. That's an all-time record. If you go back to that time frame, everybody likes to talk about 05, you only had 4,000 single-family homes go under contract. That was the record until we hit records in June, July, August, September, and October of 2020. November was close to a record at over 3,800. Crazy.
Even with how, like, you know, with the decline, you know, as we're saying, it's still, November was still higher than, look back, you know, across this chart.
Well, yeah, just
a lot of years highs were.
Let's just take December, for example. December for pending sales was up 47.3% from last December. We had over 3,500 single family homes go pending in the month of December 2020, where in December 2019, it was 2,400. 2,400 to 3,500. It's a over 47% increase. 3,572 for December 2020, 2,425 in December 2019. Crazy. Over a thousand more homes went under agreement with a buyer and a seller in December 2020 as it compared to December 2019. There's huge demand, and we are at the lowest ever in Connecticut's history for single family homes on the market. As far as you go back to 2003 on the MLS, I'm sure in like 1964, there were no homes available because there probably were not many homes.
That was a staggering statistic that you just came up with.
All right. I'm sure in 1912, there was nothing going on, but here in the times we live in, these are all time records.
I just wanted to touch on this because I went back. So we were last week, 26 million.
For those of you not on Facebook, we're looking at the Barstool Fund. Martin McKinney, he's like the Dave Portnoy of these parts of Connecticut, helping out local establishments in the form of giving away gift cards to you. And we're giving away some right now. So call in 860-464-9490. But the Barstool Fund is up to almost 30 million raised nationally to help these local restaurants and small businesses. They've helped other businesses just besides restaurants. You know, we're talking about all the restaurants. Over 600 have closed permanently in Connecticut. Over 1,000 are expected to close permanently here. And I just saw a stat on gyms. 1 in 4 gyms are closing right now.
And I don't think there's – I think early on – I think early on they were – I'm trying to think of like Golds or somebody was on like CNBC or was on like – very early on had talked about how they're not optimistic about their ability to A, reopen, and B, to maintain, like just to stay around, and started filing like Chapter 11 and that kind of stuff.
And for all the people that lost their jobs from these closing businesses can pivot.
Yes, they can,
Jill. Good segue there. If you have lost your job, unfortunately, my heart goes out to you. And if you're looking to pivot your career, you can do that at realestateagentscholarship.com. That's realestateagentscholarship.com. Jill's going to link that up in Facebook. So if you want to go back and find that later, go over to One & Company Real Estate Facebook, and it'll be in the comments of this live stream. Realestateagentscholarship.com. We're buying 12 scholarships. We're paying for people to go to real estate school, paying for everything you need in the school, the books, so that you can go and get your license. Real estate is obviously one of the, what I consider one of the last good sales positions to get into in America today. You can help a lot of people and you can make a whole lot of money. If you want some finance advice this week, over to patbarnumplans.com. And if you have some real estate to sell, find us at oneandcompany.com. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Martin, for supporting the show and supporting our local businesses. Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and stimulating talk. We'll see you next week.